From the start, John Kerry says he knew he had big heels to fill, replacing Hillary Clinton. She says his service on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee made him the right choice.
He has a view of the world that he has acted on, first as that young returning veteran from Vietnam who appeared before this committee through the time that he served with such distinction as its chairman.
On his first trip as Secretary of State, this son of a Foreign Service family made clear his commitment to the men and women who carry out U.S. policy abroad.
The job you're engaged in is one of the greatest jobs in the world, and I'm now privileged to share that journey with you.
So how will John Kerry's time as Washington's top diplomat differ from Hillary Clinton's? Steve Heidemann at the U.S. Institute of Peace says Clinton's early rivalry with Barack Obama put pressure on her to show loyalty to the president.
She, I think, worked very hard to preserve the impression of consensus, even though we now know that there were some important differences under the surface. It seems to me that Secretary Kerry has been more willing to push the boundaries of policy, to challenge the limits imposed by the White House.
Heidemann says Kerry's legislative career gives him more diplomatic freedom.
It seems to me he feels that coming out of a long career in the Senate, that he is in a somewhat different position than Secretary Clinton was in taking this slightly more independent, more assertive role.
Secretary Clinton spent much of her time boosting U.S. diplomatic and commercial ties in Asia. American University professor Pei-Kun Hang says Kerry will have an easier time.
Secretary Clinton has basically paved the way for Secretary Kerry to have more value added, you know, in the impact of the policies that the U.S. will see in the coming months.
Hang expects Kerry will advance Washington's so-called Asia pivot, but his first official trip abroad was designed to consult with traditional U.S. allies in Europe and deal with long-standing problems in the Middle East. With some diplomatic ties strained by wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, Steve Heidemann says Kerry has an opportunity to build on international cooperation.
Secretary Kerry is very much aligned with the view of the White House and of Secretary Clinton about the value of diplomacy, about the value of working with allies, about avoiding the kind of unilateralism that defined foreign policy under the previous administration.
Kerry will accompany President Obama to the Middle East later this month. Scott Stearns, VOA News, the State Department.